This is Polykill, where two men, outnumbered by their games and at war with time, undertake the quest of defeating their lengthy backlogs. Please adjust your seat and prepare your ears for the banter of your hosts, Jake and Travis.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Polykill Podcast. As always, we're your hosts. To my right is Jake. Remember in 2000 when someone let the dogs out? It was this guy. He's a graphics whore, and he likes to play those contemporary games. You can find him on social media, specifically the Insta-tits and the Twitter-tits, at the McAxel.
All right. And to my left, as always, is at TravPlaysGames on that there Instagram and that Twitter G. I don't know what those things are.
What does the G stand for?
I don't know. I think I transpose the G from you got it. But most of your Instagram posts go to Twitter, so it's Twitter G to me.
No, that makes sense.
Twittergrams. You know how you do. Yeah, you play them old games. You go to them parties. You have fun with all those people that dress up in different places.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Way to be very specific about my swinger life.
Yeah.
But yeah, furry life is a fun life.
It's a good life.
Anyway, so that's us. That's who we are. If you're new to the show, we just beat video games. That's all we do here, and that's all we talk about.
That's all we do
doing.
Is win.
It probably gets old. That's all we talk about doing is winning and beating them games. A few announcements, though, before we get too far.
Let's announce them things.
The Photoshop contest wrapped up last week. We have selected the winners as of the time of you listening to this, and we'll be releasing a video soon showing you our favorites, talking about our favorites, and awarding those winners the prizes that they have so rightfully earned.
Mm.
Boy, were they good.
Boy, how about it?
There were some good ones. Also, our Off-Kilter 14 coming up soon. Weird-ass local news.
Yeah.
No one submitted anything yet, but...
love that.
You need to.
Love that.
You're from all corners of the globe if you listen to us, hopefully. I know we have a few listeners down in even South America. I'm sure they have local news down there. I'd like to hear some funny local South American news.
That'd be hilarious.
Some Canadian, some Californian, maybe some European.
Who knows?
Whatever's local to you, it could be hilarious. Send it on. And that pretty much does it for the opening there.
Yeah.
Bringing in 2018 without a lot of fluff.
A lot of fresh cuts made to this show. We've trimmed the fat.
We've trimmed
nothing. It's just we didn't really have much to say this time.
It will be a slimmer show than last show for sure, which I think was our record for length.
Was it?
Pretty sure. It was like over an hour and a half.
We've gone an hour 48 before.
It was probably around that. 152, actually, I think it was, to be quite honest with you.
I think
you should check it. I think you should check it out.
Shit up.
All right, so recent pickups and on the radar. I picked up a few things from the old...
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to go?
No, it's fine.
Well, you grunted.
It's fine. Well, just it's fine.
Okay.
Just go on.
I picked up a few things from MAGFest. I thought I'd get it out of the way. I know you don't want to hear it. So here we are. Been looking for that red SNES Doom cart, or either of the red carts. I believe Maximum Carnage is the only other red cart for the Super Nintendo. I found that, picked that up. Also picked up, and I want you to hear me enunciate this cleanly, Clue Land.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's not what you thought it was. It is Clue Land. It is a black box NES game, which is,
super touchy.
Tongue twister, but...
Good job.
But no, it's a pretty fun game. Been looking for it for a while. Picked that up. Also picked up Mega Bomberman CIB. That is complete in the box for the Sega Genesis. Been looking for that for a long time. Finally found it for a good price, and Mega Man 64. So that's just some collector stuff, you know, just some collector stuff.
Collector stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What'd you pick up?
You know, I didn't actually buy a game... I did buy 100 games, though. No, I didn't. But I purchased access to over 100. At the end of the year, Xbox Live did that thing where it was like, hey, pay $1 for a month of this here Game Pass. So I bought in, and we'll see how it goes. It'll hang around for a month or so at least. And if I like it, I may extend it by a month or so. We'll see. It depends on... what all is in there? I haven't plumbed the depths fully, but...
what are some of the higher profile games on
there?
Well,
I mean, they've got Halo 5. They've got all the Gears games, including Gears 4.
Wow.
All the two latest Metal Gear games.
That's fairly
all the BioShock games.
Yeah, that's a good list.
It's a good list of like the AAAs, and they got some nice independent games in there, and they got some collections that were released back on the 360, and a lot of 360 games in there as well that I never got around to. And they do add games every month and some sort of washout, but it's a pretty neat system. I like it.
Well, very good. Well, cool. Dollar.
Is it still going on? Can people still do that for a dollar?
No, it's over.
It's way, way gone.
Wait till next Christmas.
Was that one of your Wario 64 finds?
No, that was just right there on the dashboard.
Well, hello.
You just turn on your Xbox. Hey, you want this for a dollar? I said, sure. I'll spend a dollar on that.
Is there anything coming out in the next 2 weeks that has you excited?
Not at all.
Yeah, it's still that early year dearth.
Yeah, I don't really care about anything.
I'm somewhat intrigued by Monster Hunter World. You know, I saw a little bit of a trailer for it last year.
Right.
I'm not a Monster Hunter guy. I've not played a single one of them, but it sounds and looks like something I might like. So I am intrigued, looking to see how people receive it when it comes out. Maybe I'll pick it up. I don't know.
Sure.
Comes out January 26th. It's on the Xbox One and the PS4.
And Switch, I think. No, it's not. I don't think it's on Switch.
It's not on the Switch.
No, they got a Monster Hunter XX something.
Right.
Coming out on Switch.
All right. Well, that does it for the pickups on the radar. Pretty trim this time around.
Slim pickings.
Let's move on over to what happened last time.
Let's check it out.
Previously on Polykill, Jake and Trav wrap up the old year with a whole host of beaten games. Trav finally finishes Dragon Quest VIII, while Jake knocked out Assassin's Creed Origins and Uncharted Lost Legacy. More importantly, the guys joined forces to finally complete Super Metroid. Trav has moved on to Persona 5, while Jake is left undecided about his next long play. Finally, 2017 is broken down, and awards are given to games across several categories as superlatives were the topic of discussion.
All right, and we're back. Jake.
Back again.
Last year's final episode was quite a girthy one.
It was doozy, as some might say.
Yeah,
or a doozy, not just doozy.
But we each, you know, took advantage of that break, beat some games that were just festering on the old backlog. I finally got through Dragon Quest VIII.
That's a big deal for you.
Yeah, it was a proud moment in my gaming career, if you could call it that.
Yeah.
We also joined forces and finally finished that Super Metroid. And
also felt good.
I'm still basking in that a little bit. I think about it sometimes, when I go to sleep. But no, overall, pretty decent ep, I do believe, even though it lasted forever by our standards.
It was a long time.
All right, so that takes us into the Hot Jakes. Hit that Hot Jake music. All right, coming up on Hot Jakes, one topic. That's all we got.
One simple topic.
Nintendo Mini Direct.
Switch it up.
All right, so Nintendo Mini Direct, what is that and what was inside of it?
All right, so the Mini Direct was something that sort of sprung out of nowhere. I know myself and a lot of the clubbers, and maybe a few non-clubbers, what are in this here Switch thread on the Twitter, we were all, you know, kind of speculating, and people were sharing links and looking at a lot of hilarious things that could point to the possibility of a Nintendo Direct happening on the 11th of January. It did come to fruition. It arrived, and it's a small one, a Direct Mini, they called it. But there was actually a decent amount of announcements in there, some pretty surprising, some a lot of us sort of guessed. Some of the highlights for me, because I won't name them all because you can go look that up yourself. But the Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition, that's something that intrigues me. I never did get to play that. I didn't pick it up on 3DS because I heard that was not a great version of it, and I never had a Wii U. But this is all of it, all smashed together into one package, all the exclusive content, all the extra add-ons and all that stuff. East 8 is going to be making its way over to the old Switcherooski. There is a couple of other small updates, like Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle is going to add a Donkey Kong chapter, and there's going to be a new kind of like a speed challenge mode added to Super Mario Odyssey. Don't really care about the Mario Odyssey part because that's just not my thing, is to speedrun games or do challenges. I don't really care about that. But the Donkey Kong thing on Mario plus Rabbids seems pretty fun because it would bring it's a whole new story and a whole new character to play with. So that's cool.
Yeah, and even interestingly, they are putting some games on there like Payday 2 and a remastered version of Dark Souls, some games that maybe a year ago we would have thought never would have come to a Nintendo platform.
The two highlights for me, aside from, I guess, probably that one that I mentioned earlier, Hyrule Warriors, one of them would be Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, because I never did get to play that. And that might be one that I would play because it is a new version of it, and there's like a new character you can play as Funky Kong. So that seems like a fun thing to do. But the one that I'm most hype about is the new Mario Tennis game called Mario Tennis Aces. I loved Mario Tennis on N64. There's few games that I remember from my childhood like really wanting for a long period of time, and then that sort of eruption of joy that happens when you finally get to play it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember a lot of that. I do remember that with Mario Tennis. So holds a special place in my heart. This new one looks cool. They've added a story mode. They've added a campaign, boss battles. Looks like a blast, and I really can't wait to play it.
Did look like a lot of fun. It's always good to get a new game announcement, especially from Nintendo with Mario in it. Mario Tennis. I mean, I guess the last one was probably on Game Boy Advance or something. Was there one on any of the DSs?
Oh, boy, I really couldn't tell you. I didn't keep up with any of that. So I don't know. I don't know what the last one was. I know the last one I played, and that was in 64. So.
Fair enough. Well, it's overdue for one on a major console like the Switch, so it's going to be exciting. And I'm sure it'll be fun to play with. Maybe will it have motion control?
I'm assuming it will have to. Yeah.
That'll be
Why
interesting.
Why wouldn't they?
For sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, does it for
the old Switch Minute Rail.
All right, so we switched it up there. Let's move it into completed games or games that we've retired from the backlog. And there were no retirees this time around.
No retirements. Everyone just died before they quit working.
We just beat them all to death. let's kick it off with the game you and I tag teamed. Was it New Year's Day or something?
Boy, it was close to it. It was that span.
It was on this side of the
New Year.
Yeah, New Year for sure.
Maybe the second. No, it was the first.
Was it the first? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, I believe it was. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
We joined forces and finally beat a game that both of us had never beaten.
Correct.
And it's crazy because it is such a hallmark in gaming in general.
It is.
I think it came with every little boy and girl's Super Nintendo as a kid.
Didn't come with mine. Mine came with Killer Instinct.
Yours
We've been
came
over
with
this.
Killer Instinct. That's fine.
The black cart.
Let's get to it. Super Mario World.
Super Mario World.
Why hadn't we beaten it yet?
Well, buddy, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I never owned it.
I never
went back and played it on any of the eShop versions of anything that I had. I think maybe it was available on 3DS, but you know, I never did get it.
Yeah, I mean, I've owned it for a while. I've had access to it. I just Mario's always been kind of like, nah, I'll put it off. I'll play some other games I'd never heard of or never seen before.
I get that. You're a hipster.
Yes, kind of, I guess. I went through a period where I just wanted to see what other games and weird games are out there I'd never seen or heard of. And
Mario's popular. I don't want to play what's popular.
Kind of, yeah, pretty much. I knew what I was getting into with Mario. I wanted to try something wild and crazy. So.
Still, a great, fantastic little game.
Yeah, so
I
good.
I really enjoyed the mechanics of that game. The level design of the game is always ace. I liked the length of the game. I felt like it was about right. Didn't feel drug out.
Yeah, it would have been a lot shorter had we not gotten so drunk by the time we got to World 6.
Boy, we had fun with that.
Looking back on it, it's amazing that we finished it.
Boy, it is.
It was nuts.
I got a couple of Snapchats that I've replayed so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we were able to sing that poorly, boy, but still have the dexterity to beat Bowser.
Crazy.
Oh, man. We're a special case.
True that.
But anyway, it looks like you might have beat a few more games than me, so why don't you take it away here?
Ho, how about that, guys? How about that? Did you guys hear him? From his own mouth, I beat more games than he did, which is true.
Well, it is true.
It's true. So one that I beat, and this was part of the Game Pass library, a game that I've been wanting to get to for a long time, which is Shantae and the Butt Pirate's Hearse.
Now, a butt pirate, what is that?
I couldn't tell you.
And do pirates drive hearses?
No, they're usually buried at sea. But no, so Shantae and the Pirate's Curse. And, you know, I'd never played a Shantae game. And I've known of their existence, and I've known that, you know, people tend to really like them, people that do play them. And I get it now. I completely get it. Completely get it. It was just a real joyous little game. It's kind of a platformer, but more like a Metroidvania, because you have to go certain places to get certain powers and then return to them later with those powers to you know, access new areas or beat bosses or whatever. And it was about an eight hour romp. So
wow. That's decent.
Yeah, really good, solid gameplay. Very fun. And it's sort of smartly fourth wall breaking at times.
Cool. I think I'm going to pepper in a few random New Year's resolutions. I think one I'm going to have is every time I refer to this game or any version of this game, I have
Shantae.
To say, Shantae. I have to stretch
have to
it
that.
Out like that. That's
I
my new
you.
Thing. I'm going to do that.
Do it.
I'm probably at the test. All of our listeners are going to, you know, off themselves if they have to.
Very
do
soon.
That.
Very soon. They're all dead.
So I'll take over here.
Go ahead.
I beat a game called Warm Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is actually Worm.
I just changed the vowel and it's funnier.
It is. Warm Journey to the Center of the Earth. It does sound cozy.
It does sound warm.
It'd be a good way to go. But no, Worm, W-U-R-M, which is
three U's.
W-U-U. Yeah.
W-U.
Also not how worm is spelled. But
not at all.
It probably stands for something like under something worm. I don't know.
But it's not a Worms game is what you're telling me.
It's not. No, it's not. It's an NES game. Okay. It was made in 1991. I forget who makes it.
Kamiko.
It was made by ASMIC, was the North American publisher, developed by Cyclone Systems, so not at all. Not a popular group. But this was this game is really interesting. Now, it wasn't very hard. if you count continues as being okay.
Okay.
Because I did die quite a bit, but infinite continues, you know, let's go.
Sure.
But even then, I feel like I could probably, having played through it once, probably go back through it.
Spring and, through a perfect run?
Yeah, or close to it. But the deal with this game is it's very multifaceted. So in one part of the game, like you start out, it's sort of a shmup. You're in this, it's not really you're flying through space, but you're in a drill ship that can sort of levitate, which is kind of how they get away with it. And you're drilling horizontally, but I think you're really going down. So they just kind of change the perspective. Anyway, you do that and you kill some enemies. And then when you get to a certain spot, you kind of land and you got to fight this monster through a first person kind of view. And you have your teammates on the ship, and you have to ask them questions, and they sort of fill you in on how's best to attack this guy. And it gives you a little probability meter, and so the more the right people that you ask, or if you ask them the right amount of times, it increases the probability, and then you have a chance of actually defeating them. And they'll tell you where to shoot them and that kind of thing. That's really neat.
That's an interesting idea.
It's very interesting. Now, I don't know if it was perfectly implemented, but sure. I appreciated it as I was playing it.
Of course.
And then the third sort of facet of the game is you're fighter gets out of the ship and she is on foot, and it's sort of a side-scrolling shooter.
Nice.
And she runs around and shoots people and finds where she needs to go, and then you do that about five times. Each act has those three. It kind of reminds me of Zexus in a way, too. Zexus also had that in the ship, out of the ship. Blaster Master is another one, in a truck, out of the truck kind of thing. So there's two different sort of modes to the gameplay. So it's sort of like that, but it's, you know, for everything, it does okay, but nothing is perfect. Like, sound design's not great, and the story is kind of... Well, the story's weird. They talk about, like, Lemurians and Atlantis and, like, some real conspiracy shit that I was totally into.
Sweet.
But, you know, it's, you know, nothing to write home about.
Now that you mentioned that, I do realize I forgot that I did pick up a game.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to mention it right here. Blaster Master on Switch.
Oh, yeah.
So I picked that up. It was $7, so...
Well, good job.
Sue me.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Sue me. All right. I guess I'll talk about another game that I beat here. One that's probably a bit of a surprise to you guys is I did jump back into the old annals of history and smack that golden ass. You know?
Boy, I like everything you said there. That was good. Good job. I'm delighted.
You're proud.
I am.
Now, Golden Axe, the old classic, I guess originally on the arcade and eventually moved its way over to home console on the Genesis, was Golden Axe, which is a game that I kind of have this weird nostalgia for, and I'll tell you why briefly. My family traveled, and we were, when I was a little kid, we were in Delaware, and I met this kid who was a teenager, and I thought he was really cool, and he had a shitload of Sega Genesis games, and the one that we always played together for that, like, three-day span that I knew him was Golden Axe.
That's a fun story.
Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I jumped back into this, also part of the Game Pass. I was like,
your life, by the way, reminds me of just, like, a lost dog. Just,
yeah,
like,
it's basically that.
Just me, like, you ever see the movie Bingo?
No.
It's about a dog that kind of, the family leaves or moves, and the dog goes across country to find them.
Okay.
It's sort of like Home Alone, except instead of staying home and setting traps, the dog ran to its family.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it meets all these weird people along the way.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say my life was more like Milo and Otis, except instead of being with a cute little kitten, it was just like a menagerie of maniacal bats.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, Golden Axe, beat it.
Cool.
Easy beat, but it was fun.
Everybody loves an easy beat, my friend. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, they do. What else you got?
Yeah, I beat a game that I never thought I could beat because I remember playing it as a kid. And
you thought, man, I'll never beat this.
This was going to sound weird, but my little asshole would get so tight playing this game because it was so intense. And it's Sarble Sadness. I'm sorry, Marble Madness.
I really just wanted to move Madness to Sadness. I was like, yeah, you know, let's just put the S on the front of the other.
Yeah, let's just be lazy with the sabotage. It's Sarble Sadness. But no, Marble Madness. I finally got through it. You know, it's really not that bad.
What kind of game is it? Like Chinese checkers or something?
No. No, it's a you're a marble.
That's
and
dumb.
you got to roll the marble through all these different shapes, and the gravity's not really on your side a lot of the time. So you sort of have to shift it around. You can fall off the edges really easily.
Okay.
It's actually quite fun and addicting. But yeah.
Is it kind of like those, like to mimic one of those games where you hold it and like move the little ball bearing through all the traps and shit?
Similar in concept, except you're moving the ball and not
right.
Not
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, pretty fun. The music in that is there's probably like a total of like 8 minutes of music in the whole thing, but it's all titties.
Nice.
Pretty fun.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Very nice. I beat another game. Now, this is a variant version of a game that I beat many times, but versus Super Mario Bros., which was dropped on the Switch as an arcade archive. And it's essentially the same game, but some of the warps are different and some of the enemy placements are different. And World 7-4, you don't know if you remember that one, Trav, but it's the castle where you have to like take a certain path. You have to jump up and down the right ways to get to Bowser at the end. That was a little different. Sat down, we actually were alternating back and forth on that while we were playing Super Mario World until we got too, inebriated to focus on two games. So we stopped and just focused on the one.
It's true.
But that didn't really help because, you can't really save it or anything. Or you could, but I didn't. And anyway, so when I was watching the NCAA Football National Championship, I just played that while watching it.
You beat it in the first half when the game was boring?
Basically, I beat it in the third quarter, so when things were getting interesting. Nice. But anyway, so knocked that one off the old, not really old backlog, the new backlog. However, it took about 3 hours of trying to string runs together.
It feels good to beat a game like that after you tried so many times.
Oh, yeah.
Reminiscent of Cuphead and some of the other games I've beaten recently, a lot of the Marble Madness where you just...
It's like, ugh.
Have to do it over and over, and then when you finally get it, it's like, oh, I'm your daddy.
Some catharsis.
It is. It is that.
Yeah, you got another one?
I do. So, I love AGDQ.
Yes, you do.
Awesome Games Done Quick.
Love them, too.
I tune in. I find, I'm mainly for the games that I've played before so that I can understand the gravity of the situation. Those people are awesome, and I donate during all of my favorite games and get them to read my name out loud, and that's fun. But one thing that they did that was really, really neat this year is they had somebody who had never played a game before come on, or not any game, but like this particular game, Strider for the NES, had him come on, and a guy that taught him how to speedrun it beside of him. So a guy was there, and he told him how to go through it one time. So they stopped, and he told him, there were some gimmicks that he had to do and some glitches that he had to make, and told him how to do that. And so the guy went through it one time, and he goes, all right, now that you've beaten it, and that took him maybe 20 minutes to explain that. And we watched the kid go through it, and he learned everything, and he's like, oh, good job. And he learned some things really quickly, and everybody's kind of rooting for him. He's like, all right, so now I'm not going to say anything to you, and you're going to start all over again, and you're going to run through and beat it. And it was kind of fun watching him do it because you could tell like he couldn't remember if he was supposed to go left or right in some places. But he ended up doing it in like 8 minutes.
Sweet.
I mean, you can glitch the game pretty hard and beat it in probably 4 minutes if you were good at it.
Okay.
But it was really fun to watch that. And immediately, I was on Twitter and I was talking to another guy in the Cartridge Club, ADD Defense, AD Defense, rather. And I met him at MAGFest. And we were both kind of watching at the same time, and it was like, how many people are going to go home and try to speedrun Strider when they get home? And I was like, I was thinking about it the whole time. Like, as soon as he told us how to do it, I'm like, I'm going home fucking doing it. And he shared his time. I think he beat it in like 7 minutes and 46 seconds. Mine was like 8:15 or something like that. But
very nice.
But it was kind of fun to glitch it and do, because I've never done that stuff before. You know, like the only cheating I've ever done has been like with a game genie just to, make everybody's heads bigger or make everybody look like a Wang. Like, I've never actually tried to like jump through a wall that wasn't, meaning to let me through. So that was really cool. So one that I beat.
Nice.
And I'd already beaten it before legitimately, so I felt like it
Might as well. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yep.
Sweet. The last one that I completed is Headlight Director's Butt.
Yeah.
Now, Deadlight Director's Cut. And also, another member of the old Game Pass library. So,
getting your dollar's worth.
Get my dollar's worth. You know what? I was like, I got this thing for a month. Let me push through it here. A game I actually had thought about playing multiple times and was like, here's a good opportunity. I think it's a fairly short game, around 5 hours, but actually a fairly solid little game. I mean, the story tries to take itself a little more seriously than I think it should. But I think the mechanics are pretty fun. Some light puzzling, platforming, shooting, imagine something like, Limbo meets a little bit of Shadow Complex kind of thing.
Right on.
But yeah, had fun with that. Beat that last night, or rather this morning around 1:30 a.m. Another thing that I'll say about the game is that, my God, is it generous the old gamer score with the achievements.
Oh, just giving them away.
It just gives them away, friend. Huh. Just gives them away. So if you're looking for an easy way to bump that, pick up that game, because I swear, you push left on the stick, it's like, you get an achievement for walking. I mean, it's almost that bad, or that good, however you want to look at it. But yeah, pretty solid little game. Glad I played it.
Nice. How long does it take?
About 4.5 hours.
It's not too bad.
No, not bad at all.
It's good to hear you have more time to play games. Sounds like you're not in school right now.
I am not.
Ah, that makes sense. All right, well, that brings us to the Just Beat It.
Just Beat It.
Hashtag Just Beat It, Beat It.
Beat It, Beat It.
Gun, gun, gun. I don't know if we're getting better or worse at that one.
I don't either.
Worse. Okay.
Definitely worse.
I'm doing bold.
You're doing bold.
Okay.
All right. So first up on the Just Beat It train is Church at the _ Game Grinder beat Bloodborne, a game about how vampires spread disease.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Very logical.
Yeah. Like if, you know, like a bloodborne disease and a vampire would get it.
And spread it.
Are vampires impervious to disease? Is that part of the lore?
Yeah. They're not alive.
Okay. So this wouldn't make sense.
It's fine. They spread them. They don't get them.
True. True. A new hashtagger here, Donnie at the Donovan Viper, finished Brothers Tale of Two Sons, a game where two drunk brothers stumble clumsily around a dangerous world looking for the sexiest pumpkin.
Sexiest pumpkin.
They're hard to find. Have you looked through a pumpkin patch and tried to find the sexy one?
I've tried.
That should be a contest. Should be a thing.
Every fall. Going forward. All right. Pam at Josila _ finished Cuphead, a game where Pam places a mug of piping hot coffee on her boyfriend's head while he's playing video games and dares him to move.
It's cruel, but it does make sense in context.
Cuphead.
Technically, he would have a mughead, which was the brother that was lost.
Right, it is.
Sean at Cartridge Bros P1, or is it just Cartridge Bros?
It's Cartridge Bros.
I should just look things up next time.
It's fine.
Sean at Cartridge Bros, who says his favorite candy are hobo teeth he finds on the sidewalk, finished Destiny 2.
Destiny 2.
People are still playing it, Jake.
Apparently so. All right, Chris Roberts at CWR2 finished Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, a NES game so hard you'd rather have sex with a moving motorcycle than actually play it. Is that true?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's up there with sort of that unfair difficulty, like the Silver Surfer, or actually any difficulty, anything that's too hard for me is unfair. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I was like, we were watching The Office the other night, and Andy was talking about a contest. He's like, Andy Bernard doesn't lose contests; he wins them, or he quits because they're unfair. So that's your
yeah mentality. Exactly. Yep, exactly
makes
that.
Sense. I like it.
Josh at Creep1337 finished Inside. Giggity. That'll never get old to me.
I made that joke, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, and boy, I've loved it ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
Yeah. I said it to someone in public. I was like, hey, Danny, did you finish Inside? Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Stop saying it out loud.
It was funny. Never stop laughing. Eric at Mighty Q Dog, whose former street gang was called the Chicago Alimony Twist, finished Kirby's Dream Land.
You know, sometimes you just find a collection of words that you like.
Yeah.
And you put them together. They called them CAT for short, though.
Yep.
So a lot of people don't know it stood for Chicago Alimony Twist.
Yeah.
Like what is Alimony Twist? Is that a thing that you made up?
Oh, it's completely made up. I have no idea what that is.
It could be a drug.
I hope it is. Hope someone names the strain of weed. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right.
Brian at Hokey Briz finished Life is Strange Before the Storm, a game about that time Briz thought he was touching another boy's knee before a blizzard hit, but it wasn't his knee. And then Life was Strange before the storm. Do you get it?
I get it.
It's good.
I get it. Single Banana at the Single Banana finished Oxenfree, a game where a bunch of teens go out in search of a priest who is said to have invented reverse cowgirl.
A priest would have invented that. It doesn't make sense.
It does. Can't get pregnant that way.
What?
I don't know.
This is news to me.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Raj at RJ Bahag finished Red Faction Gorilla, a game about a monkey who gets a rash from rubbing his ass on a chalkboard.
That's good.
There's a red fraction of that gorilla. Get it? I don't know.
Part of it.
You try things, you don't try things. You never know unless you try.
Throw them against the wall. See if they stick. The Retro Collectors.
The Retro Lectors.
Who screams at the top of his lungs for the duration of every piss. Finished Shovel Knight.
That's a condition. That's what that is. Yeah, is it pain?
Get that scene about.
Or is it happy? Get that scene about. I like that.
Get that scene about.
Very much tension. Scott at VG Collectaholic, who once violently head whip vomited on his controller and kept playing, completed South Park Fractured. But all.
Okay. That's
head whip vomited. I like that.
Wow, that's
good.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Leslie at Frantic Society, who starts a spontaneous conga line at every hospital he visits, finished Zeo Drifter.
Boy, he's just a little
bringer of joy.
Bringer of joy.
Bringer
right.
of joy. Go ahead, friend.
Finally, it is time for the Polykillers.
Polykillers Club.
People who use the hashtag just beat it more than once over the last 2 weeks and completed more than one game. Jeffrey at Self Destructo completed Garou, Mark of the Wolves, and Blazing Star, the latter of which is a game about a rash resulting from too much butt waxing. That's how you get a blazing star, Jeffrey. You might want to cut it out.
Yes. Yeah, calm that down. Musty at Musty Hobbit managed to beat Cuphead and Destiny 2 with just his hair.
I believe it. I do believe that.
No, I think so.
I believe that. I believe he could
sentient.
Just... Yeah, he could just...
I think when he goes to sleep at night, it, like, lives a separate life.
It's actually more of a night hare. Like, he goes to bed and it just goes out the window and parties all night.
Yep. Comes back in the next morning.
It's hanging out with a bunch of Mohawks downtown.
Probably.
Getting wasted.
Love it.
Ryan at its Rocket Sauce completed Splatoon 2 and Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice, which are two very different interpretations of the Rocket sex life.
Yeah.
Mainly the Splatoon 2 part, I think.
I think so. All right. Chris R. at Base Guy 654 beat Princess Tomato and the Salad Kingdom and Uninvited. Uninvited being a walking simulator where the player wanders around at his best friend's wedding.
Yeah. Should have invited his best friend.
Should have invited his best friend.
But if you're not invited,
just go wander around.
You should go anyway.
You should.
And
your
wander
best
around. Rub
best
in
friend.
His face. Be like, yo, why didn't you invite me?
Didn't invite me, bro.
Kevin at Buried on Mars had time to complete Oxenfree, Ease, and Nier Automata because no one likes the company of Kevin. That's why he had so much time. Kevin's a great guy. We're just shitting on Kevin.
We're shitting on the name.
You got to shit on one every week.
Every once in a while.
Or they get cocky. They think that you respect all of them. We're shitting on Kevin this week.
Sorry, Kevin.
I like you,
We're
Kevin.
Not sorry. You're fine. We like you. It's all right. Catherine at K_song completed Botanicula?
That would be my guess.
Sure. Amulet of Dreams and Rocket is Right, which is weird considering that Rocket is wrong.
The Rocket Sauce. Is that who you're talking
That's
about?
That's what I was talking about.
Okay. Miles at Flock of Nerds conquered the girl and the robot. That's just a weird sentence.
Well, I love it.
Conquered the girl and the robot in Justice 2 and Super Lucky's Tale. Good for you, Miles.
Good for him. All right. Dean at round_2_gaming, who says his New Year's resolution for 2018 is reading an entire book. Finished 300, March to Glory, Metroid Prime Pinball, Wolfenstein 2, and ATV Off-Road Fury.
You know...
That's a lot of games.
It is a lot of games, and you should read that book.
You should pick a good one. I think Cat in the Hat's probably a good starting place.
You can get it.
Green Eggs and Ham, Oh, the Places You Will Go. Any of those.
Now, a game based on 300...
You think it'd be like God of War, is it?
Well, wouldn't you lose... I don't understand.
You're right. You should technically die at the end of that game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's technically beating it.
Yep. I die on the inside every time I beat it. Mm. That's weird. I didn't mean that. Kyle at Doplet. The polykiller of this episode, who says the worst part of having three boobs was nailing them to his shrine. Finished Wario Blast, Arkista's Ring, Paradius, Tom and Jerry on the SNES, and Battle Block Theater.
Battle Block.
You remember when you tried to play Arkista's Ring?
Boy, I did. Boy, I'm still pissed about it.
Yeah. You know, I tried to play it not long after that. I got pissed about it.
Boy, it's awful.
Did you make it to the very end and get hot swarmed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kyle's better than us.
Yes, he is.
Congratulations, Kyle, and to everybody who hashtagged everything is just beat it and put it on there and let us see it.
Thanks for letting us roast you.
Thanks for letting us do it. It was fun.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
Looking at you, Kevin. Glad you had fun. All right. Games that we've added to the backlog.
Yeah.
We just beat some games. Let's restock the old
restock
log.
Them.
Restocking the log. Restocking the log. Restocking the log. That should be our new transition for this.
I like it.
I'm going to write it into the sheet so we don't forget it. But anyway, I'm adding that Mega Bomberman I picked up.
You did. Now, have you played this much yet at all?
Yeah, I got to the last level and lost.
Okay.
But I'm adding it to the backlog because, you know, making it personal.
Absolutely. Now, this is this sort of classic Bomberman formula?
It is. It is. It's actually based on Bomberman 94, which was on, I believe, just the TurboGrafx and the Genesis.
Okay.
Now, it runs slow on the Genesis because it was made for
something
a better system.
Gotcha.
I think. I would say the TurboGrafx is a little bit better. But It's got a lot of slowdown to it, but it's so pretty. And if you compare it to Super Bomberman on the SNES, which would be its contemporary of the 16-bit generation, it blows it out of the water visually.
Wow.
But the SNES version doesn't quite have that slowdown. That's kind of naggy.
Gotcha.
But I do like this one better. There's a lot more to it.
So you're saying you care about frame rate?
At that point, yeah. Like, I don't mind it on Metroid, because I'm like, I need it to slow down sometimes so I can see the enemies that are about to kill me.
So that I can't land where I want to.
But yeah, in Bomberman, cool. It's agitating is what I would say. Fuck. I would say sure. It's agitating as fuck.
Say it.
Fuck.
All right. So for my We're Stuck in the Log, I added two, essentially. So Halo Splatin' Ass Assault, which is Halo Spartan Assault, another member of the Game Pass library.
Look at you.
And this is a pretty quick game. Honestly, it's kind of a mobile port. It's just one of those, you know, I've played all the Halo games. I want to play this one, too. Should be able to knock that out pretty simply, but it's sort of like the top-down twin-stick shooter. Basically, you've got, I think, six different little campaigns, five levels each, different Spartans for each one. And it's just fun to play. You know, it's neat. It's cool. The other one that I had is Dark Dreams Don't Die. Now, this is a Swery game.
A what now?
Swery. You know, Swery is a developer.
I sweared a second ago, like four times in a row.
Okay. So, Swery, he's one of those sort of slightly out there, like a Suda51 or somebody who makes kind of interesting games. I think he was part of or maybe completely responsible for Deadly Premonition. So, that style of game. Mm-hmm. But this is an episodic game that never, I don't think it ever finally finished. I think it got a couple, maybe three episodes in, and then just development stopped on it. I think Microsoft backed out of their commitment. Something weird happened. Anyway, I've heard it's a great way to spend 45 hours.
It 45 hours?
4-2-5.
425 hours? I'm fucking around. It's 4 to 5 hours.
4 to 5 hours. Good God. Yeah. So I'm gonna play that one. Looks bizarre, weird, like lots of weird mini games with chickens and music and
wow.
I don't know, sex. I don't know. It looks wild. So I'm really interested to play it.
Hmm.
So yeah, I added those two and downloaded those. So I feel like I'm getting my money on this Game Pass right now, especially since I've paid a dollar for it.
That's true. This episode sponsored evidently by Game Pass.
Absolutely
no,
not.
Kidding. Sponsored by Caltech.
Caltech.
This episode, all our episodes, everything we do is sponsored by Calden Technologies, LLC. Caltech focuses on product development in robotics, web apps, mobile apps, home automation, or some combination of the above. To learn more or to start a conversation about your future product or idea, send an email to info@calden.tech or go ahead and head on over to calden.tech if you think we've been making this up the whole time. It's there.
It's a true place.
It's a true place. You can go there.
It exists.
Folks, if you like what you're hearing so far, and we hope you do.
Well, we hope you do. We hope you don't hate us.
We have a Facebook page that Jake runs, and I don't think that has anything special about it.
It's all right.
Is it all right?
It's fine.
Okay, it's got nudes there?
All of our nudes are the banner photo.
Ah.
Across the top.
That's good. That's where I wanted it.
Big old nudes.
Also, cartridgeclub.org. I know we need to explain the Cartridge Club every few episodes in case we have a newcomer. Because we make a lot of references to the club. We toss around the word club a lot. We're not just always in the club.
We're not always in the club.
We do carry around glow sticks and Molly in our pocket, but we're not always in the club.
Right. We're always ready for the club.
If the club happens, we're ready to go.
We are
but
ready.
The Cartridge Club is where gamers can hang out, and there's sort of a game of the month, sort of book of the month.
Yeah, it's like a appeal. Book club for gamers.
Yeah, you can do that. You can come in, you can play that game, or you don't have to. You can just come in and chat.
I don't.
Jake doesn't do shit. Jake barely participates in this podcast. You can go to cartridgeclub.org. There's forums. You can talk to other podcasters. A lot of great podcasts in the club, not just ours. But there's also Media Mavens, SDC Pod, Flock of Nerds, the Cartridge Club.
Bonus Barrel.
Bonus Barrel, of course. And then, you know, there's some up-and-comers there, like Retro Pixel and Frantic Thoughts is some there. So you can get in, you can support some grassroots podcast and help us all out, because, boy, do we need it. Also, you can venture over to our website, polykill.com. That's where we keep all our shit.
All of our material.
Almost choked to death saying it, so it must be a lie. polykillpodcast@gmail.com is where you can send all of those. I'm dying.
All right.
You take this over. I'm actually out of drink. I'm going to have to squirt that WD-40 right down my gullet.
I got some.
Give me
extra.
A hit of that shit. Is this your backwash?
No, I'm a backwash. Anyway, you can send all of your emails, your off-kilter stories. If you want to get in contact with us, you just send that email over to polykillpodcast@gmail.com. Also, big news in the podcasting world, at least for us, we're on that Spotify. So if you listen to podcasts on Spotify, you can download us there. You can stream us there. All of our episodes, everything we've ever done with Polykill is there on Spotify. So go ahead and sub there, recommend, share that link, spread that love. If you listen to us elsewhere, just, you know, like us, love us, give us a thumbs up, give us a star, write us a comment, something. We'd love it. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, Oscar.
And now that we've done all that, that means it can only be time for the
long play.
Cool. That was a different one. I liked it.
Yeah, well, took it down a notch.
I'm still playing on Persona 5, man. What can I say?
Are you liking it still?
Loving it still.
Sweet.
You mean to say about it. Yeah, I love it so much. I'm actually a little bit sad because I know the PS4 might get passed off before I finish it. And the reason that bothers me, not that I didn't see that coming when I started it, there's so much information and so many things and so many mechanics to remember and so much story that I don't want to forget in the time that it's not near me. I'm a little worried about, forgetting.
Sure. No, I understand that.
Yeah. You already said you've put 10 hours in. You'd probably start over if you were to play again today.
Yeah, well, I mean, I probably wouldn't at this point. I put in, like I said, 16 to 20 hours.
So. Oh, dear.
So, yeah, okay. I'm not going to give that time up. But, you know, I'll readapt. It's fine. But, you know, I really do love everything about that game, and I will go back to it. I'm sad that I haven't. It's just been, you know, I've been kind of focused on trying to beat some games, and I know that when, you know, that's going to suck 60 hours of my life, and not that it's a suck. I like the suck, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that I want, I want to beat a few other games and have a few more experiences at this time. But, I mean, the convergence of everything in that game. You know,
can that be the name of the episode? I like the suck.
No. No.
Oh, come on.
No.
What about you?
What am I long playing?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I don't specifically have anything I'm long playing because I'm beating everything I'm playing. But I think it's probably going to have to end up being Shadow of War. I did spend a good amount of time with this before I went on that little beat 'em train that I was on.
That sounds like a hot nightclub activity.
Oh boy, is it. Yeah, I wish I remembered. But I really do like it. You know, it's reminiscent of the first one, but it definitely feels like they've made improvements in the right areas. It's pretty. I like Lord of the Rings, so I'm happy to play it.
Cool. Games on the side, games that we don't tell our long play about.
Side quests.
We're just piddling on the side. You know, my dad used to get away from my mother from time to time. He would say he was going out in the garage to piddle. I never knew what that meant.
It meant, yeah.
But I think it was woodworking.
Probably.
I want to believe that.
Yeah.
Well, we're piddling. Again, Mega Bomberman, so I won't go on anymore, but that's a little bit of what I've been piddling on there on the old side.
So, yeah, I've been piddling on Halo Spartan Assault. The other thing that I would say I am piddling on or side questing on is Wonderboard the Dragon's Tarp. Now, it's a flame-retardant tarp.
Yeah, well, it's flame-retardant, but you don't want to get your dragon wet. That's right. What I hear.
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. Mm-hmm. I think I'm about a half a way through with this game. I realize I had an extra A in there, so I just ran with it.
It's me, Jake.
But those of you who have played this on the Switch, the new version of it, you know how cute it is and how damn adorable it is. And it's fairly tough. You know, it's not super forgiving. But I'm on my, I guess, third or fourth. I guess I'm on my fourth form, which would be Lion Man. And boy, is he just darling.
I had to scroll back up to what game you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, you start out as the dude, then you go to the dragon, and then you can become a mouse, and then
Wow, that doesn't seem like a logical procession of things.
It's not, but each one has different skills. So
okay.
You use those sort of transformations to get to different places. So anyway, that's where I'm at on that. I'll probably beat that within the next couple of weeks. And we'll be kind of sad to see it go because I really enjoyed my time with it. And I'm sort of stretching it out to savor it because it is just a darling game. Great for the Switch, and love almost every second. There's been a couple of times a bit pissed at it, but
it happens.
But it's fun.
It happens. Fun. All right, that takes us into the discussion. So it's my turn.
Yeah, it is.
I went on a trip.
You went on a trip.
I went to MacFest again. It was my fifth. It was fun. So normally, a post-MacFest polykill includes us sharing music. It gets me in the mood for gaming music. It gets Jake in the mood because I won't stop talking about gaming music. We usually share gaming music, but with this whole Spotify thing, we don't want to do that.
Right.
We don't want to get ruffle feathers. We like where we're at.
We like it.
So we're not going to do that, but I am going to talk about my experience there. So,
wish you would.
In typical MacFest form, MacFest starts on a Thursday, but me and my crew, my posse. We ride up on Wednesday night because we set up a station at MAGFest. We have the Mario Kart LAN station. We have all the GameCube adapters, all the Mario Kart games, all the network cables, all the hubs, all the switches. We set that up on one side, and then the other side, we split it 4 and 4, Kirby's Air Ride and 1080, I believe, Avalanche, or whichever 1080 was.
Yeah, it was Avalanche. Yeah.
And set that up, and then we have to set up, you know, some rules and post things and say, you know, don't change the disc and make sure that people know. And we don't ever play it all weekend. We set it up. We come down and check on it every now and then just to make sure everything's working fine. Right. But, I mean, people will roll that all week, 24 hours a day for 4 nights.
Damn right.
People will be on that in line to do that. And that's like anything else at MAGFest. There's always somebody in line for something. So that's what I did. I got there on Wednesday night, got ripped with my buddies, went to bed. Next morning, or next evening, rather, because I'm looking for that merch shop. I want to get in there early, Jake. I want to get the games that I want to get. I want to see what deals they got. I want to see all the vendors. Are there more vendors this year? Are there less? There's the same amount as always. There's never been any more or any less ever. But maybe maybe next year will be the year.
Who knows?
but I make sure I get in the front of the line. I'm always, you know, of the 6,000 people that bull rush in there, I'm one of the ones in the front that gets, you know, in there early before there's the stampede.
Very nice.
I plan it ahead of time. I stand in line for about an hour to get in there. I'm serious. I'm doing it. I'm going in. And I'm the first one to the booth. I know exactly where it is. I see their sign. I run up. I'm there before, like, because everyone else is kind of snooping around, like, oh, what is that, a t-shirt or art? That's not a game. So I'm there, like, 5 minutes before the massive crowd even gets to me. And got some good games. That's where I got those games that I talked about earlier. They had some other games there that I would have loved to have afforded to pick up. They had an Earthbound, which of course I would love, and a Pocking Rocky, which I'd like, but I just can't afford that stuff. So got some other stuff. Also picked up some art. So you might have seen me, maybe not, because only 6 people watch our YouTube, but I have a Bit Brigade t-shirt. I really like Bit Brigade, the band. Yeah, the guy goes on stage, sort of speedruns a game, band plays it live. They weren't invited this year. MAGFest wanted them to take a break, which is kind of silly. It's a whole different thing. But the guy that is you could call him the lead singer of the group, because he's the guy that actually plays the game.
Ah, he's no singer. The front man.
He would be the front man. He also does art, and he does a lot of the art that's behind us here now, like the Blaster Master one that's behind Jake's giant noggin, and the ones that are right behind me here. I bought a few more off of him, so that was really cool. And it's good to see, you know, people that are that sort of integral to MAGFest and get to talk to them and that kind of thing. So that's cool. I saw some bands I loved. Viking Guitar, which is a really good sort of heavy metal game riffing band. Not a lot of that at MAGFest. A lot of it's sort of synth, hip-hop, or quartets or string quartets and that kind of thing. It's really rare to see, like, some rock. And when you do see it, like, I go to that shit. And there was much less of that this year, I think. So Viking Guitar was big for me. There was less bands in general because they only ran one stage instead of two. And I think maybe it was just to increase quality of the music. But anyway, I got to see Viking Guitar and my boy Stimmage. I've featured some of his music here. Yeah. He shared, you know, he talked about her podcast and so forth. He's been on JD's podcast of Play and Listen before. He performed on stage with them, and it was just awesome.
Sweet.
It was really, really cool. So I got to see them. Also got to see Darren Corr perform some Bastion songs with a string quartet.
Very jealous.
That was very cool. He came up, he sang some of the Bastion tracks. He did 2 tracks, and they also did a couple tracks with Gareth Coker. Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
No.
He I forget the game that he's in charge of, but I actually heard his name before, so I don't know what he does, but music was good, all that was good. But then afterward, I got to see a Darren Cord Q&A sesh, and I was like right in the front. Like, I could smell the dude.
Very nice.
I could smell him. He smells fine. He's a good-smelling guy.
That's what we like to hear about our game composers.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy, too. Holy crap. He answered every question so gracefully. And to be fair to MAGFest folks, they ask some good questions. It's not like you don't really ever cringe. Like, I cringe when people walk up, and I'm like, oh, God, what's he going to ask? But it's usually a good question.
I think Gareth Coker did the Ori and the Blind Forest.
He did do that. Yes, you're right. You're right. That's it. That is correct. Also got to see Phil Moore. Do you know him from Nick Arcade back in the day?
No.
This was, are you familiar with Nick Arcade? It was when they would put kids in the video game, and so they'd be running around, and on TV it would look like they were, like, collecting coins and stuff, but in the studio they were doing something kind of different.
No.
Anyway, Phil Moore ran that show, and he shared some interesting things, like times he got in trouble at Nickelodeon Studios, what the GAC was actually made out of.
Nice.
All of his times with all the other hosts of shows on Nickelodeon, they used to just roll together, which is kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah, that is wild.
So that was fun. Met some members of the club. which is a really fun thing to talk about, because I talked to specifically Duke and his wife, who goes by Motherbrain. They're part of the Retro Nonsense group. You can follow them on YouTube. They're part of the Cartridge Club. I talked to them for almost 2 hours, along with Bass Guy 654, who just beat it earlier. Nice. Chris R. Really nice folks. Really enjoyed talking to them. Talked about retro games and MAGFest and everything under the sun, the club, and some gossip, you know, some club gossip.
It's
like, he's like, where's that Jake? I'm like, he fucking hates everybody.
I do.
He does hate everybody.
Don't.
He has posters of all the club members up on his wall, and he throws darts at all their faces.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of recluse he is. Mm-hmm. And also met, like I said before, Matt at AD Defense and the Winterian group. They make games together, I do believe. I didn't get to talk to him much, but he was dressed as pizza, and I tried to lick him.
Very nice.
Went to some crazy parties. Went to bed at 5 or 6 every night. Had so much fun. But here's a fun thing for anybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
When I jumped in there real quick and I started picking up games and buying them because I was, you know, trying to beat the rush and trying to make decisions really fast and all that other stuff, I accidentally picked up a game I already had.
Oh, shit.
Oopsie daisy. I picked up the unlicensed game for NES called Spiritual Warfare.
Oh, I know this game.
You do know this
game. You throw spiritual fruit at enemies, right?
You probably do. Yeah. It was a sort of one of those religious, I think, right. Color Dreams games. Yeah, yeah. A wisdom tree. So if you're out there listening and if you need this for your own collection, the first one to message me gets it for free.
Sweet.
All thing you got to do is just tell a friend where you got it from and tell them to listen to our podcast. That's all you got to do.
Sweet.
So if you need that one in the old collection, it is unlicensed. It's not extremely common. There's a few people that probably don't have it.
The same one that the same company or same, I don't know, movement that made that awful Noah's Ark game?
Yeah, they made Noah's Ark. They made King of Kings and like Bible Adventures and Bible Buffet. And they made all the...
Yeah. I just remember the Noah's Ark game being extremely difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one where...
dumbly difficult.
I believe it's Bible Adventure, where I think you're Moses, or you know, you're throwing baby Moses around.
There's something like that. Yeah, something weird.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, it's kind of hilarious to see it in action, but it's weird for sure.
A baby throwing game.
All right, so that I'm done blabbing about MAGFest. So everybody should go to MAGFest next year. Meet us, because I'm gonna drag Jake out there.
I'm gonna drag him out of
his reclusive cave where he's listening to death metal and drinking blood. And bring him up to MAGFest. Bring him out in the sunlight. Let him see that for a little bit, and we'll get wild, all of us. It's time for what we do this time every year. Talk about those New Year's resolutions, Jake. I've been talking for a while. Why don't you kick it off with what you did, how you did with your last year's resolution?
Okay, so we'll talk about, I put forth three distinct resolutions. Now, there is, you know, a 66% success rate here, roughly.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty good about that. So my big one, I think that was probably the most difficult for most of us, was the resolution where I said, I'm not going to buy a game for 6 months.
That blew me away.
Right? I mean, that's pretty crazy.
You held it in your back pocket until the show. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Here we go.
I didn't believe you could do it.
And I did.
You did
and
do it.
I completely did. And obviously there's no way for anyone to know. You know, this is not validatable, but I do promise you that I didn't.
As being probably the closest one to you in your game sphere, I can vouch that I don't think he bought any games during that time.
I did not. I absolutely did not. So that was big, and that was cool. It was fun. It was a nice exercise and self-control and whatnot.
Save a little money.
Save some money,
could
absolutely. No, because I spent it on concert tickets. But that's fine. I could go to more shows.
That's true how you your addiction to buying games was completely replaced with seeing 97 live bands.
Right. That happened. But
why didn't you get to 100?
I don't know.
You could have. You had like a month at the end.
I could have just gone somewhere.
Yeah, man.
Dive. And,
gosh.
Yeah, I should have.
Oh, well. Anyway.
It's fine. No games for 6 months. That was a big one. Be more retro games. And I feel like I definitely, you know, can say, and this was kind of unquantifiable in terms of, you know, what that actually means to succeed at this goal. But I do think I did.
I give it to him. He beat some Metroids with me. Beat Jetpack, the game on the Rare Replay.
Right.
Golden Axe recently. I mean, that was this year's, but, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
It was still between the episodes.
He certainly beat more retro games in the last year. So, yeah, I give it to him. Yeah,
definitely more than I did the year before.
Sure.
So the last one is the one I didn't manage to come up with success on, and that would be to beat one of those larger scale RPGs, whether it had been Persona or Fallout or Witcher or Dragon Age or something like that. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to beat one of those big ones and just never committed fully to making that happen, apparently. So
you beat a little of all of them, but not all of any of them.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's what happened. But anyway, that's the update on what I, you know, was hoping for in 2017. And like I said, you know, I got away with most of it. So.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and admit that I don't think the resolutions I made set for myself last year were as tough as yours. I don't think they were.
Well,
I think,
probably not.
I think you set some big goals last year, and you're, I mean, the no buying games for 6 months I can never do, just because.
Well, yeah, that's kind of your.
Well, thing. Yeah, and if I waited 6 months, I'm afraid the price bubble is going to keep going up. I got to hoard these things while they're, you know.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Still way too expensive. it's a rationality that I have that's completely false, and you know, beat more retro games obviously is not a tough one, but beating a big RPG, I mean, it's taken me years to beat big RPGs, so I mean, that is, it's lofty.
Sure.
With the schedules that we have and the lives we lead, it's not as easy as just, you know, plowing through it.
Right.
There's no doing that.
Very ambitious.
So for me, I wanted to beat, to consider myself a legit Zelda fan, because I've always been really married to that original Zelda. It's always been my favorite game of all time. It stands there still to this day. Mm. I felt like to really call myself a good Zelda fan, I needed to beat either Ocarina of Time or A Link to the Past.
Mm.
It just had to be done. And so I did. That I believe it was like a day after I set that resolution, I started on A Link to the Past and beat it, and it might move into number two game all time for me. I mean, it's really good.
Sweet.
I still haven't beaten Ocarina enough time, but, you know, I do plan to one day. Might sure. be next year's resolution.
You should.
Also wanted to beat a shmup. This was kind of a genre that had eluded me. It was always very tough for me. It still is. I haven't gotten too much better at it, but I beat a couple, maybe even three. I beat Captain Skyhawk there for the NES. Not a tough one, but it was beatable. 1942 is sort of the quintessential, and I would consider Cuphead a shmup at times.
Yeah,
and I was able
bullet
to,
heli. Yeah.
Yeah, I navigated through that too. So real proud year for my shmupness.
Sweet.
So it was good. And then lastly, I said I'd beat a game on a secondary platform. I got a ton of consoles in my house, and a lot of them don't get all the attention that they need. I got the Jaguar, and, you know, some Turbo Graphics and the Master System. I don't play those a lot. I usually play my Super Nintendo. I play my major Nintendo ones. Or a Genesis,
sure.
If we're talking retro, and so I beat some, you know, some games on the Dreamcast, Sonic Adventure, namely, and some old school Xbox games. That's sort of a secondary platform for me. I beat some on the OG Xbox. Beat some PSP games. That's sort of a in terms of all the consoles I have, a little more obscure. So I did give them, you know, all of them a little bit of attention, which was what I really had, and that was my goal.
Okay.
So that takes us into our new New Year's resolutions.
2018.
What's your slogan for 2018? 28 slogan or 2018
slogan? Yeah.
Slogan. Is this like that's a, it. It's just slogan.
Slogan.
2018. Fucking slogan. That's
yeah.
it. Nailed
like
it.
Slogan's a great word.
It is.
It's very. You know. I don't know. It's very mouthy. It's a very mouthy word. Slogan.
It feels like you're really drunk, trying to say, yell at your buddy Logan, but for a second you thought he was your buddy Steve, but you caught yourself last second.
Exactly. Hey, slogan!
Nailed it. Perfect. Yep. That's it.
That's it. That's my slogan for 2018. Slogan.
Let's alternate on these. So,
all right, do it.
We're going to do three-piece. My first New Year's resolution for 2018, in terms of gaming. I had the number 5 in my head for some reason.
5 is a good number.
Not divisible by 2018. It's nothing special. No. Not related.
But there's just a middle to a 5, and that's nice.
And I happen to have 5 digits on each of my hands, so that's kind of where it came from.
There you
go. I want to beat 5 fighting games. Jake, to my knowledge, I don't think I've ever actually completed a fighting game, maybe aside from like Mortal Kombat on Game Boy years ago.
Okay.
So I want to, you know, you got me inspired. You're talking about like the Injustices and the Killer Instincts you had fun with.
Sure.
And there was maybe a couple others you talked about. I really did get excited about wanting to play those. I want to play the Injustice, at least Injustice 2. That's one people are talking about. I want to play through those.
The first one's worth playing too.
Yeah, maybe that's where 2 of mine will come from.
There you go.
So that's something I was inspired really by you to do.
Sweet. So beating 5 fighting games on any platform from any era.
Yeah, I think so.
Just, you know, wide open.
Yeah.
Whether you want to jump back into the classic Street Fighter days or
maybe
play more of the modern. Yeah, a little Tekken, maybe a little Bushido Soul Calibur, Samurai Showdown, something like that.
Yeah. That's kind of, you know, I want to sort of get a little bit of the flavor over time, because I know the newer ones are good for certain reasons and the old ones are charming for certain reasons. So I kind of want to, I want to get in there a little bit.
Very nice.
Kind of stayed away from them because I always felt like I needed to play against somebody else to enjoy them. But I don't know if that's true.
Not with the modern ones. I don't think that's true.
Right.
Because a lot of the modern ones have that cinematic campaign, like the last couple of Mortal Kombat's have been really great. So
good to know.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So what am I going to do for my number one resolution, and that is going to be beat at least one of them big RPGs. So now, I'm going to roll that one over.
Got to roll it over. You don't give up on it.
I'm not. I really want to. Real bad.
Now, I've asked you this several times, but do you know which one you're going for first? Is it going to be Persona?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Persona.
Okay.
It pretty much has to be Like, there's a couple, you know, well, I mean, I think Breath of the Wild is not an RPG, so I think it's fine that I play that too, or, you know, simultaneously. So I think it is going to be Persona. I think that's one that I'm jonesing for the most, especially since you're playing it. I just kind of
be nice
in my
to
headspace.
Kind of talk about it a little bit if we got on the same level.
Damn right.
It'd be kind of fun.
Damn right. So that's it. You know, if I, you know, got, you know, 12 months to do that again. So hopefully I'll find the right balance between all this stuff in my life to make that happen.
Cool. Another one for me, and this comes from we always make fun of our YouTube channel because basically we ignore it. All we do is put up these podcasts. Nobody wants to watch guys talk for an hour.
Probably not.
And you know, probably don't, I'm assuming. So I want to make 5 videos for our channel, kind of revolving around my collection. At least 5. I know that's a low number. A lot of people, I mean, Musty Hobbit's like, I release 10 videos a week, motherfucker. Like, I know, but you're good at it, Musty. Like,
yeah, but your hair does half the work.
Your hair does most. Your hair goes out, gets you know, it's got that angel dust on it from the night before, and you get amped. You get in there.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's something, our channel needs something else on it. And
I do.
And so we're going to work toward doing that. And so I'm going to work toward trying to think of 5 things I can do with my collection. Not that anybody watches, not that anybody cares, but just something other than this I think would be good.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. All right. So that was your number 2. My number 2 is going to, I'm going to roll another one over here.
Roll it over.
I'm going to roll it over here. Purchase no games aside from my pre-orders for 6 months.
The same
thing.
Starting
same
when?
Thing. Starting now.
So what did you just pre-order?
I just pre-ordered Mario Tennis Aces.
Nice. Yeah. So now that that's out of the way.
That's out of the way. Well, I still might pre-order, so it won't count as a purchase, Sea of Thieves. Because that was one, but I just need to, I need confirmation that other people will play this with me, because I this is a game that I don't want to play by myself. I don't think it's designed to play by yourself. I don't think it'd be as fun without a pirate crew of bros or sisses or whatever to you know, be scurvy with. So
yeah, I'm saying right now I'll play it with you. And if anybody out there in club wants to play with us,
or do you want to play this game,
you know, holla at us. You know, we'd like to get that booty.
Damn right.
My last one is similar to one that I had last year, but I'm stepping it up a little bit. Last year I said I just want to beat games on secondary platforms. That's kind of nebulous. Like, what does it mean? What's the secondary platform? Is your dick count or is your foot a secondary platform? No, I want to beat a game on each the Saturn, the Sega CD, the TurboGrafx-16, the Atari Jaguar, and the Sega Master System.
Is that 5?
That's 5.
Ooh.
And those are all systems that I, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think I've beaten a single game on one of them.
What?
I have not. Now, I've played plenty of several.
Sure.
But I've not come.
You've played several of plenty.
That's right.
No, no.
But I have not come to fruition on any of them, as they say. as they say.
And they do say that.
You got a last one?
I do have a last one. Now, I changed it just now, mainly because I thought what I had was kind of dumb and sort of non-committal, you know. So I am also going to try to make some videos for the channel. Just
stuff. You go. Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just a quick phone video about a thought I have about after beating a game. Just, you know, anything that would you know, generate some discussion and be something a little more compact, just a few minutes. But something that would be, you know, kind of quick and dirty, maybe. We'll see. I don't know. But something like that for the channel where I can just gab about something and generate some discussion.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, you know, I think years ago, I thought that was a dumb idea for anybody to do. And I stayed away from channels where people just, you know, they'd set their phone up in their car and drive and talk about their feelings or what was going through their day. Right. But that's what people like now. They like, and even I've kind of grown to like, you know, that's how you get personal with these people that are sort of YouTube figures or whatever. Yeah. So as long as it, you know, stays on the gaming topic.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm going to get out there and start talking about, you know, I don't know, music or something. Is that what you're going after? Is that what you're trying to say? That I'm going to talk about music on our channel? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. Like, I had a thought the other day. This is probably something that if I had this freedom, you know, if our channel wasn't all about
our channel.
Gaming, I would not, I wouldn't, the stuff I would bring up would be really stupid. Like the other day I was thinking about making a video talking about where belly button lint comes from and how it could be harvested and used in other ways if we could find a way to use it. It's like, because think about it. Everybody's generating it every day.
Right.
You could make little naval turbines. You stick right in there. Maybe they run and they collect the lint, and then you turn it in. Like, you maybe you get scrap metal for it or something. I don't know. And then maybe we power the world on belly button lint. Like, that's a video to me. And I'm like, good thing our channel is
right.
restricted
otherwise,
to gaming.
Otherwise, everyone would see this on YouTube, that idea.
Right. That's what
they're not going to now.
I want it to be filtered. Oh, that's true. I want it to be filtered, as ours is. So that's the point I'm making.
No, I got you. I absolutely got you. And, you know, my plan for that is still very loose. But, you know, just something like after I complete a game, or I'm halfway through a game, or, you know, just something, you know, kind of quick and personal that's, like I said, nothing too concrete or well thought out, but just more, you know, not reactionary, but I don't know, just in the moment.
We're trying. We want the YouTube channel to
yeah, because
to
honestly,
survive.
It's you know, we know that there's not a lot of draw to it if you listen to the podcast, you know, unless you just want to see our faces for the thing that we did that's over.
Yeah, the Polykill contest. Yeah. That's right. And thanks to everybody that completed it.
Absolutely.
That was great.
That's great.
But yeah, that's really good. I mean, you know, you look at our YouTube, you can't help but look at the stats. They throw them right out there, and it doesn't feel good to see that we got, you know, just like a handful of views on something. We get a lot of listeners, but not a lot of views. So it's like, I think the problem is not the content. I think it's just nobody's coming here.
Right.
You know, so maybe some new videos, some new ideas would attract folks. Who fucking knows? I don't care. Just do it because it's fun. Don't do it because you got to.
Right. Right.
And then our one podcast resolution for the podcast
to rule them all.
Together, we're going to make at least 15 videos for the channel. Not podcast related, nothing. Some of them might be goofy. Some of them might be some Let's Plays, some stuff like that. So that's what we're saying. So you make 5, I'll make 5, and together we'll make 15. And that'll be
that's like 30.
Here.
Yeah,
that's that's about 30 more than we had before that weren't podcast related. So. Right. So there we go. I think that does it.
I think it does it. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thanks everybody for checking us out. Once again, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TravPlaysGames.
And you can follow me at the McAxel.
Together we are at Polykill. You can hit us up on Facebook if you'd like. That's another sad place we need to work on. That'll be next year, though. Facebook.com/PolykillPodcast. Subscribe to our YouTube. As we said, we don't have our own URL, but if you type in Polykill enough times, I'm sure we'll come up.
Absolutely.
Rate us on iTunes. Please do that. Polykill.com is where you can find all our stuff. CartridgeClub.org is where you can find us and all of our best friends. And PolykillPodcast@gmail.com is where you can send all of your complaints or... I don't care what you send there, really.
Money.
Doesn't matter.
Money, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Send something to there.
Yeah, something.
All right. So we'll see you next time.
Peace.